Katya reporting. Now, a lost city under the sea, for centuries the stuff of myth, now possibly a reality. An oceanographer in Japan says he's convinced he's found evidence of an ancient civilization that must have slipped into the ocean thousands of years ago and has released pictures that he thinks proves that. Sally Gould reports.
The steps of a submerged ancient city, lost thousands of years ago to the Pacific Ocean. At least according to a Japanese oceanographer who spent two decades studying the site, alerted by some scuba diving tourists who'd noticed the area's rocks were unnaturally smooth and seemed to form a stone staircase. Professor Masaki Kimura believes the area contains the ruins of a lost city, which would have had a road, a castle, a shrine, statues, even a coliseum.
Judging by the design and disposition of the ruins, the city must have looked just like an ancient Roman city. I can envisage that a triumphal arch-like statue stood on the left side of the Colosseum and a shrine over the hill.
Professor Kimura thinks the city probably sank in an earthquake about 3,000 years ago, and that the myth of the lost continents of Mu and Atlantis developed out of actual ancient cities like this one. But scientific opinion is divided. Skeptics believe the ruins could be explained by natural phenomena and point out very few artifacts, like weapons for instance, have been found to prove humans lived among these rocks.
When you look at the images, it's very hard not to think that this might be something man-made, but all the other scientists that have gone and looked at this site can't find any evidence of human habitation. There's no man-made pots, there's no other signs that people live there. That makes people much more cautious. So the other ideas are possibly that they're natural phenomena, either volcanic activity or wave activity or water currents that have eroded features to look like this. It's something that I think all of us would love to see to be true, and to be fair, many archaeologists would love to stumble on as well. It's one of these things, though, that extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence.
But so persistent are these myths of lost, sunken cities, speculation has even crossed over to the search for alien life. In the 1960s and 70s, a cottage industry of books emerged, postulating that an ancient civilization could have been, and in fact still be, a base for UFOs.
Any chance you reckon of coming across Atlantis and Mu, these amazing lost cities, perhaps with aliens or living inside them? Or
be fantastic if we could. There are examples in the Latin American jungle, I think, of temples that have been discovered every now and then in the jungle, and it's simply just a question of people getting to these sites and finding them. Aliens is a whole different ballgame. We'll see.
Sally Gould. Our main head.